soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on April 3rd, 2023. This is called The Word of God, Sound It Out. Do you believe Paul, an apostle of Jesus, declared the Word of God? I do. And I believe Jesus, John the Baptist, Matthew, Luke, Mark, John, Peter, James, Jude, Priscilla, and many unnamed disciples of Jesus all spoke the living Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking here about the living Word of God, the oracles of God, the Word of truth, the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of prophecy. This is the true Word of God that has been penned by the prophets of the Old Testament that Jesus said were the writings, or graphe in Greek, and we know these as the Scriptures. Consider this, that Paul wrote the believers in Thessalonica a letter stating that they were declaring the Word of God throughout the extensive regions of the land. Did you ever notice that? How did they proclaim the Word of God that was new to the new covenant in Jesus when there was no Bible? Think about that. What we know as the Bible is appreciated, but we need to be careful and have awareness how it must be scrutinized, tested, examined prayerfully, spiritually, just as anyone would do with a speaker that comes speaking. It should be tested both by the Spirit, for their spirit and their doctrine. That's a fact. The beauty is that when people abide in Jesus and His Word abides in them, they can know the true living Word of God. See, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is, if people have ears to hear and they can receive it. The Thessalonians and all the brethren in Christ were able to declare the Word of God, though there was no ink and paper representation as yet of the New Testament. As Jesus says, the Word of God is the seed which can produce fruit in good soil of a heart that is guarded and kept. The good seed is the Word of God, and it comes from God. It produces fruit, as Paul wrote to the Colossians, that the Word of God produced good fruit in them. And I thought about that. Good fruit, good seed produces good fruit. But bad seed cannot produce good fruit. It produces bad fruit. In our modern day, we have GMO, genetically modified organisms. And it's the same thing that wicked men seek to control and dominate and make a lot of money, and they mutate the seed. Same thing is done with in the spiritual world. People, religious people, have overly emphasized what they know as the Bible. We're some 2,000 years later, we don't have the original writings. Now we've had so many different publications and mistranslations and misinterpretations being done all over the world. I have been only barely minutely outlined that the living Word of God is within His abiding people. They hear and speak according to the oracles of God. If you have trouble with this, consider the announcer of the coming of Jesus, the prophet John the Baptist, who had volumes of information about Jesus as the Messiah and what to do. Where did John get that information? By the Word of God. It comes by the quickening of the Holy Spirit, the illumination and revelation of God's Word by the Holy Spirit. And as for Jesus, who is not only the head of the body of Christ, but He is the ruler of all creation and the ruler of peace, which means wholeness, He declares, testifying, what He hears from the Father. And He commands that His disciples hearken to His voice, what the Spirit says to the church, so-called, or properly called the called out people, seven times in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3. So what happened to Christianity as a religion? Why are they, for the most part, not relevant to what God is speaking now? See, they don't know what God is speaking now. They don't even talk about it. Why is it they are oblivious to the true state of affairs in the earth and what God is doing? How can that be? They have Bibles. They say they know Jesus. But somehow, they're walking as blind men into the ditch and right into the clutches of the beast system that's being set up now. Has been for over 3 years as I share this message with you. Oh, perhaps you didn't know that. Jesus spoke of the scriptures in his day of earthly ministry. He was using, as most people that time, the Greek translation of the Old Testament, known as the Septuagint. You'll see it in Roman numerals, LXX, for the 70. Hebrew was and is a lost language. It was reinvented by the non-disciples, the Masoretes, from 600 AD to 1008 AD. And that's a fact. They created a language by adding vowels to the consonants and vowel points, which never existed in previous history. They also changed scriptures that exalted Jesus, and they changed genealogies. Yet modern Bibles use this corrupted text of the Old Testament instead of what Jesus himself used. Now that is absolutely bizarre. When you study diligently the written translations of the Bible, it's imperative to make it a spiritual exercise through submission to the Lord with reliance on the Holy Spirit to be your sole teacher. 1 John 2:27, many other verses teach this. It is written, though ignored and bypassed all the time by the church world, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, as Jesus said. You will see the corruptions as God shows you. If you're willing to see, that is, if you're willing and are faithful to God to stand in the truth, he will give it to you. If not, even what you have will be taken away, again, as Jesus said. If you can receive little, he will give you more. Then much is required of you. See, you can see why so many do not want to walk this path. In fact, they will desire to enter the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. But Jesus said, many will not be able to do so. It's not hard to be as a child. That's the requirement. Humble yourself as a child, or you shall not enter the kingdom of God. And gladly, the Father provides his kingdom for you and his righteousness. It's the Father's will. He will speak, and it will be in accordance to his known word. The errors are many as translators interpreted and added and subtracted from the text of Scripture over history. Even from the 2nd century AD, Rabbi Akiba, an enemy of Jesus, sought to tamper and twist the Scriptures. And he did. So did the Masoretes. So did King James. What? How dare I say that? Because King James, as a secular master of the world, consorted with scholars to insert the dynamic of ruling over the brethren, which Jesus strongly condemned in Matthew 23. He used religious terms that also dovetailed the synagogue system of rejecting God's true word and ruling over the religious followers. They grieve and quench the spirit to where their spirituality becomes all natural force religion, just using biblical scriptural terms for credence. It's a mockery of God. There's no power. There's no witness of the Spirit. There's no relevance of what the Spirit is speaking today, for the most part. But God has allowed it. And for those who truly follow Jesus, they will know the truth and reject this counterfeit that is abundant in the church world. So, the Word of God is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's not far up in heaven out of reach, or deep down in the bottomless pit of the sea unreachable. No, the Word says so. God has made it available to be in your heart and in your mind. And he gives you the Holy Spirit so you may know his mind. God has made it available for those who ask, seek, and knock. One more thing. Not only did the brethren at Thessalonica have the word of God themselves, but Paul also said when he came to serve them, speaking to them what he had from the Lord. They received it, not as the words of a man, but what they were indeed, the word of God. Yet, no Bible as yet. I hope you see the picture of this vital reality and what it means for you as an individual person. That God's word was never confined to a book or a scroll, especially corrupted, mutated alterations of his scriptures by wicked men that serve Satan. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.
Thank you.